producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are getting closer to the arrival of spring. So if you have no idea, I want you to go to my website, paulparent.com, look in the newsletter archive, and this past week's article, I put at the bottom a list of all of the holidays and days to look forward to make our remaining days of winter shorter. The first one, Groundhog's Day. A couple weeks away, Valentine's Day, President's Day, all kinds of holidays where we can relax a little bit. Of course, this Monday, tomorrow, is Martin Luther King, so a lot of you have off. And take some time and walk around your property and, you know, make some notes of what you're seeing at this time of the year and start to plan your garden on paper. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, well, we've got Henry from Massachusetts. He's got a question about planting small trees this time of year.
Henry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hello.
Hello, I am here. Good morning, Mr. Parent. I was wondering if it's okay to plant small evergreen trees this time of year if the ground is not frozen yet.
Okay, how large?
Oh, they're small trees. They're a foot tall with a nice root system on them.
Okay. Now, where have they been before now?
They have been in an area where the temperature is probably about 50 degrees and kept watered.
And kept watered. And around 50. What I would like to see you do before you plant them, and I like a little evergreen called dwarf Alberta spruce, and they do good in containers and whiskey barrels. And if you leave them outside and you have a rough winter, then you tend to have a lot of brown on them. And being that it is, you know, the middle of January, what I would like to see you do is take them out of that room and put them in a garage where it's going to get some light, so near a window, or in a tool shed that's got a window to let some light in, or if you have a deck and there's some room underneath the deck, so that it can adjust to the temperatures outside gradually. I think that if you plant them now, and your days are getting longer, and traditionally what happens when the days get longer, we're getting more sun, and we are also getting colder weather, because there's less cloud cover. So if you take them from a 50-degree building and you put them outside, and all of a sudden your temperatures down in the teens of the single number, you could have damage on that evergreen. So I would keep them in the container that they're in, try and keep them out of the wind, and plant them in the springtime rather than try and get them in the ground now.
Okay, thank you.
Now, if you don't have a garage or a tool shed, but you've got some shrubbery planted up against your house, and they're going to create a good barrier from the wind and the sun, then you could plant them, or just, you know, if the ground is thawed, dig a hole and set your plants in the ground so that the pot is in the soil between the house and some holly or yews or juniper, something that's evergreen that's going to block a lot of the light and the wind. And that will give them a secure place to adapt to the winter season.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
And thank you, sir. You too.
Don't be shy. Give us a call. If you don't have the newsletter, sign up for it. It's free. And you'll get a lot of information in the weeks to come.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Earlier we were talking about onions, and I was telling Daniel during the break that on Friday I made some onion soup from scratch, and some of those onions came from my garden, and the flavor is out of this world, and it's so easy to make. You know, you just take a big pot, throw some butter, slice up your onions if they're small in rings. If they're large, cut them in half and slice them, caramelize them, add a little bit of flour, and then I use a beef broth from College Inn. You buy it at the supermarket. It's all made. Dump it in there and add a few seasonings to it. It's a beef broth concentrate, just to darken up the texture of it. Cook it for half an hour. And then yesterday during the Patriots game, ladled it into some big bowls, put some croutons on it, some cheese underneath the broiler till the cheese melted and the croutons got a little bit of color. Wow. Is that better than having a sandwich during the football game? Tasty and just out of this world. And it freezes. So I made like a triple recipe. I've got some in my freezer for a cold day. And that way you can enjoy things from your garden. Now, if you like onions and you want to grow an onion that will drive the neighbors and your friends out of their mind, and I mean out of their mind, because most of us, we go to the supermarket, we buy a bag of onions, and they're 3 to maybe 4 or 5 inches in diameter. There is a variety, and my dad always grew it. It's called Alyssa Craig, and it's spelled AILSACRAIG, Alyssa Craig. It's an onion that was developed in Scotland. And you plant it early, during late January, early February. And unlike other onions, you plant this a foot apart. Now, I'm not kidding. A foot apart. And I do a staggered row. So I get 2 rows of onions together. And these onions, if you've got a nice, rich, sandy soil, if you can feed them on a regular basis or use a fertilizer like dynamite, that every time you water, the dynamite will release some food. These onions will grow to weigh as much as 5 pounds. Now, I'm not kidding you. They're bigger than softballs. And when you have a cookout in the middle of summer, they're going to be ready. And you can just slice them up and eat them raw. They're nice and mild. You can put them in a little pan with some butter and caramelize them and add that to your hamburger and your hot dogs. They're not winter keepers. But for a tossed salad, they're mild. They're almost like that Georgia onion. And they are nutritious. And one of the things that I was reading about it is it has a lot of vitamin C. And it contains folate, which is credited for its ability to aid in sleeping. So if you're having a tough time to sleep, a bowl of onion soup before supper, before going to bed, will help you. And it will help with your health, and it will help with appetite suppression and mood enhancement. So onions are good for you. But try this Alyssa Craig. You start it from seed now. And like regular onions, 6 inches, this is a foot apart.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, and that number is 855-660-4261. Now, have any of you ever grown leeks? It's a form of onion, and instead of being fat like an onion, it's long and thin. And it produces flavor when you're cooking like you've never experienced. And what I love about leeks is they will stay in your garden late in the year. And you harvest them in late summer, early fall, right up until the ground freezes. And even now, with a little bit of snow, there are leeks in my garden that can be harvested. And I bring them in, I let them thaw, clean them up, and it looks like a giant scallion. And depending on your soil, the type of food and care that you give it, you can have a leek that will have the white flesh anywhere from 6 to 12 inches, and then beautiful yellow foliage. And that's something that you start now. Now, the first year that I planted the leeks in the garden, I planted them like I did my regular onions. And I was really disappointed because I only had a couple of inches of the white flesh. And got talking to an old-timer, and he said, Paul, you should know better than that. You don't plant leeks like you do onions. What you've got to do if you want a lot of that white flesh is that you dig a hole with the garden trowel about 6 to 10 inches. And you fill that hole with some compost, with some manure, a little bit of soil moist to help to retain the moisture. And then take your trowel make a hole right down the middle, spread it apart, put your seedling at the very bottom. So now you've got a leek plant that's probably, let's say, 3 to 4 inches in height, and you're going to put the entire plant in this hole, the size of a trowel, and you're going to cover about a third of the onion, and you'll leave the rest there. As the leek gets bigger and bigger, you gradually fill in the trench. As it gets bigger and bigger, you mound some soil around the edges of your leek to prevent the light from turning the foliage green and keeping it white. And if you give it plenty of water, a well-drained soil, you can have a leek that could have a foot or more of beautiful, mild-flavored onion. And what you do is you peel off the outer skin, you cut it in rings, and you mix it when you're cooking onions. You mix it when you're using it in place of onions, in omelets. If you want to have a great tasting omelet, you take your leeks and you chop them up in, quarter inch circular slices, and you cook them in some butter, caramelize them, and then make your batter with your eggs and your milk. Spread it on your griddle. Add the caramelized leeks in it, maybe with some mushrooms or green peppers, and you make the best tasting omelet that you've ever had. In a tossed salad, you'll never find it in a salad bar because it's too expensive. But the flavor is out of this world, and you can grow it, and it doesn't take a lot of space. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. We've been talking about growing onions and leeks. Now, there are two other types of family members that I want you to grow. My wife's favorite are shallots. And if you ever go to the supermarket, you'll find shallots in a little cardboard box, two bulbs for around $2.50. You can grow enough shallots in your garden to keep you all winter. You go to a feed and grain store, you order them online. I go to an Agway, just a few miles from me, and I handpick the big fat bulbs, firm. Nothing mushy, but nice and firm, the largest that they have. And I'll plant 25. And you put them in about an inch deep. And you space them a foot apart. And by the time it's late summer, the foliage starts to turn brown. And then you can harvest them. And they keep in a cool basement all winter. Now, that one shallot bulb that you put in that is maybe half the size of a golf ball will produce 8 to 10 shallot bulbs with it. And again, if you want to make an omelet for breakfast, if you want to add it to a salad, it's got a beautiful, mild flavor, different taste than onions or leeks, but just fantastic. Now, one of the things growing up, my dad loved scallions. And sometimes they would get fairly large because what he was doing is he would plant his onions, his white onions, and he'd put them about 3 inches apart. And as the onions got larger, he would pull out every other one and eat them as scallions. And just a little bit of salt and some bread and butter. Oh, it's delicious. And you could chop it up in sections and use it in the tossed salads and even the greens in the tossed salad. But I started planting, about 2 years ago, and I found at Lake Street Garden Center in southern New Hampshire what they call a bunching onion. And you buy little plants, and you put the plants every foot, and the one onion that begins to grow will send out side shoots. And the bunching onions will produce 15 to 25 small, thin scallions, about the size of a ballpoint pen, that are so mild and tasty that you could put it in the tossed salad. Or what I'll do is I'll pick them, I'll cut off the roots, put them in a tall glass of water, and I'll also pick radishes, and I'll put a little pile of salt on my dish, and I'll dip the bunching onions or the scallions in the salt and take a big bite out of it. And the radishes, the same thing. Out of this world. Eaten fresh. Or you can cook them. A lot of flavor if you're doing some oriental cooking. The bunching onions are fantastic. You just cut them in half so that you have half of the green tops, the foliage, and then half of the white base of the plant. And you cook that with oriental food. The flavor is incredible. And they keep for a long time. So start thinking about some of the vegetables that you'd like to try. And I'm not saying buy enough to do a whole row. When you buy shallots, I plant, probably 50 of them because I give some to neighbors and friends. But you could buy a dozen and you put them about 6 inches apart. So you're talking a 12-foot row. You do the same thing with your bunching onions. My garlic was planted in the fall. So I'll tell you, between the garlic, the shallots, the bunching onions, the leeks, and the regular onions, and we grow these Alyssa Craig, basically just for the fun of it. And when you have a cookout and you slice these onions, they're bigger than the hamburger roll. They're mild. They're similar tasting to the Vidalia onion. But what I like to do is I'll pick two or three of them. And again, they grow the size of a softball. And it's not uncommon to have them weigh 4 to 5 pounds. So I'll pull them up with the greens attached, rinse them under the hose so they're nice and clean, go across the street to the neighbors, and I'll put three of them behind my back, and I said, would you like some fresh onions out of my garden? And I'll pull them out and hand them to them, and their eyeballs are going to come right out of their eyes, out of their head. They are so big. And again, they're not a winter keeper. They're something that you have to eat in the next month or 6 weeks. But for hamburgers on the grill, if you want to caramelize onions to put on hamburgers or on hot dogs, or make some onion soup, tossed salad, they're wonderful. But you're going to have to start thinking about picking up the seeds. So go to the website, paulparent.com. Click on newsletter archive, January 7th. Something like that. And you'll see how you can do it. And what I'm going to do in the newsletter for this coming Thursday, I'm going to tell you the history and how to grow and how to store and what you can do with them in the kitchen about onions, leeks, shallots, bunching onions, and that whole family. They're wonderful. And the taste compared to what you buy in the bag is like night and day. And let me tell you something else. One year, my dad was told that if you start your onions inside by seed and you plant them in mid to late April, and right next to them, put a row of the onion sets that you buy in a little nylon bag. They're about the size of your little finger, a bulb. Plant them side by side. You feed them the exact same way. The onions that you grew by seed are going to be 2 to 3 to 4 times larger than the little bulbs that you are planting in the springtime. Now, there are some nurseries that sell them in seed flats. There are some of the nurseries like Bonnie Plants. They sell it in bunches where they're already started. They're about 6 to 8 inches long, and they have white, and they have that reddish purple onion that you just sit in and you've got a great head start on it. That works wonderful. But if you've never grown onions, you really need to. I mean, they've been growing onions there for about 5,000 years. They found them growing in Egypt. And when they opened up some of the tombs of the mummies, they found onions with the mummies. And they said that onions in the days of the Egyptians were put into the pyramids and in the burial grounds as a symbol of eternity. And when the travelers from Europe came to the United States, they brought onions from Europe. No matter where they came from, they had onions. And they brought seedlings with them to the New World. And they were surprised to see that the American Indians, the Native Americans, were growing onions. So it's something that was on all sides of the globe, and today it is a wonderful, wonderful vegetable. So think about that. And if you have questions, you call me. The number is free. It is 855-660-4261. And we'll work together to solve some of your problems or to give you some ideas if you want to grow a new vegetable that you've never grown, or you grew something and you had bad luck. It just didn't grow. My sister-in-law, for example, loves Brussels sprouts, which my wife loves also. My plants were always 2 to 3 times larger than her Brussels sprouts. Well, we planted our Brussels sprouts out during mid to late April if the weather conditions were in our favor. She never planted hers out until the middle to the end of May. And the secret with broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, is you got to plant it early while the weather is cool and the ground is cool, and they'll be more productive. So we'll be telling you a lot about this. It'll be in the newsletter. It'll be on the program. So tune us in, tell your friends, and call us. And that number is 855-660-4261. We're here for you.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Antidesiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Tarrant Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Angelica from New Hampshire. She's got a question about an avocado seed she found.
Okay. Angelica, welcome to the Paul Tarrant Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I just wanted to tell you, first of all, too, that you're making me want to try growing some onions this year in my garden. I'll talk about onions. But yeah, I found an avocado seed in my compost pile in the late fall, and it had a root coming out each side of it. So I brought it in the house, and I put it in some soil, and I've been, you know, watering it and giving it food and stuff like that. I just dug it up just now to see if it's doing anything. It doesn't seem like it's really doing anything. It doesn't seem like it's dead because the root, kind of when I bend it, it doesn't break or anything. It's pliable. It looked a little bit green underneath there. So I just didn't know, like, does it grow really slow, and what should I do with it, and what should I expect with the growth rate and all that?
Okay. Usually what I've done to get avocados to grow is I'll take my fresh avocado, cut it in half, remove the seed, and then I wash it to get the pulp off, because if you don't, it's going to get kind of moldy. So I clean it off, and then I place 3 toothpicks into the bulb about a third of the way down from the tip, from the pointed end of it. And then I set the bulb in a glass of water so that the bottom half inch of the seed is in water. The roots will begin to form. Once the roots get established, then a shoot will come out of the top. The bulb will crack open. A shoot will come out of the top. So maybe what I would do, if there's just a small root system, is do exactly that to kind of stimulate the roots to grow quicker. Because your days are short right now. So take it out of the pot, and if it's just the same 2 roots that you had before, They should be white. They shouldn't be brown. They should be white. Then stick three toothpicks so that you can balance it on the rim of the glass of water. Put it on your windowsill where it gets plenty of light. And then once the new growth comes out, then, and gets to be about 6 inches, then you can put it in soil, and it will grow to become a nice house plant.
Okay. And since it does have the crack in it, and it seems like one root's come out one side and one root's come out the other side, it's like perfectly horizontal.
Yep.
Should I just lie it the way that it's already going, halfway
yes.
into the water with the toothpicks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And
okay.
Because once it gets in the water and it really gets moving, you're going to see that the roots will develop very, very quickly. And once the roots get to be well established, then the new shoot will come out of it. And then you put it in a 6-inch pot. And you let it grow to be a foot tall. And once it gets to be a foot, you pinch the tip off the plant, and it will branch and make 2 or 3 side branches. And as those branches get larger, you pinch those to create a nice bushy foliage plant. In New England, it's not going to be a plant that you can put outside because it's not going to be winter hardy. If you lived down south, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, then you can plant them, and it gets to be a huge tree. I mean, like twice the size of an apple tree.
Wow.
I visited my sister in West Palm, 4 or 5 years ago, and her next-door neighbor had an avocado tree that was 18 inches in diameter and about 40 feet tall, filled with fruit. So
wow.
It'll make a nice foliage, a nice conversation piece, but it's not something that's going to fruit unless you've got real good ceilings. Thank you. And you have a wonderful weekend. Sign up for the newsletter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.